This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
Oh, it's all good, dude. Thanks for not making me be on camera. I look as bad as I feel right now.
Oh, damn. Are you, I say, is it morning for you right now?
No, it's almost 4 in the afternoon. I'm over in Marseille, France. We have a show with Slipknot tomorrow.
Okay, I thought you were still doing the Europe stuff.
Yeah, almost done. We got like 3 shows left, and then we're off.
All right, then back home, right?
Well, my wife and I planned a vacation to Scotland. So depending on how I feel, we'll definitely see what happens. But they got me meds today, so hopefully by the time we get done with everything, 5 days meds,
that'll knock it down. So yeah, it's I'm hoping everything will be okay. Let's put it that way.
If the vacation is not feeling well, then at that point it's just, you know, go there and do nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Just lay in bed and get my feet back underneath me so we can actually finish the vacation strong. So that's the hope anyway.
It is. Well, let's talk a little bit about some music and stuff, huh?
All right, man.
CMF2, September 15th. Man, that's a long time from now, isn't it?
I know, man. We kind of were rushing to try and get everything done, and then we saw the date, and I was like, well, what the hell were we trying to hurry up for, man? I mean, God damn it, it's 2 days before my son's birthday.
So we have a while to wait, but luckily Beyond is already out. That's already rocking. We're loving that one.
Yeah.
You know, was this the most fun you've had making an album? Because it sure looked like it on Instagram.
I mean, dude, anytime I'm with these fools, we are laughing, farting. I mean, it's the worst. It's the worst people to be around. Let's put it that way. I mean, I cannot say enough great things about the band that I have, that I've been lucky enough to not only have, but also be friends with, man. You know, with every day, we were so stoked. We were like, okay, what are we recording today? What are we going to try and finish today? What kind of cool, artistic, creative vibe are we going to try to get into to make these songs really dance, you know? And, you know, luckily I'm in a band with people who are just as crazy as I am when it comes to that stuff. So we were just, you know, constantly challenging each other and just having such a great time doing it. By the time we looked up, the album was done and we still had 3 weeks left. I was like, well, God, what the hell? I mean, it was crazy. Like it was really crazy. We recorded 26 songs. Wow. And yeah, I mean, dude, it flew by like nobody's business. And I mean, that was even crazier than the first album. So we're really, really stoked for everybody to hear it.
So, I mean, that was, you know, again, from the look of Instagram, it looked like it was fun to build. And like you just said, kind of the vibe of that is, yeah. Is that what we're going to hear? Is a fun vibe kind of album?
I mean, it definitely has some of those elements, but there's definitely heavier elements to this album as well. One of the songs that we're going to be releasing soon, actually, is Post-Traumatic Blues, which is the first proper song on the album. And that one is a barnstormer. It's got all the earmarkings of a Slipknot tune, man, and we are just crushing through it. But then there are darker tones, like a song like Midnight. There's some acoustic stuff. There's a song called Sorry Me. It's probably one of the last song actually I wrote for the album, going into it. So there are definitely light moments, but there are heavy moments. There's dark moments. This album has just got a little bit of everything. What it has that the first album didn't really have, in my opinion, is focus. And this album is very focused, very honed in, and knows exactly what it wants to do, and it wants to crush all expectations.
It's CMF2, so it's a continuation, obviously.
Right.
It's not like it's Die Hard 2 where the story just continues. It's its own thing.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, and this album is actually more of a journey than the first album. You know, the first album was very much a collection of songs that I've had over the years that, you know, I may or may not have ever been able to record and put out, you know. There wasn't a lot of impetus on where we were going to go with it. Once we had the reaction from the audiences, when we played live, and the audience, you know, the reaction to the album itself, we realized that we could play with so many other, you know, elements in my spectrum, basically, you know, the Slipknot, Stone Sour, the acoustic stuff, you know, all the covers that I love playing, man, just really leaning into all of these great moments. And we did that, you know, and that's, so this album really feels like a massive journey from start to finish. And yeah, it's going to be one that I'm stoked for people to take.
I think I read you originally wrote Beyond back in like 2006.
Yeah.
You've been sitting on that one for a while, huh?
Yeah. And it's, and you know, it's something that, I would kind of tinker with it over the years. You know, it's a song that I actually tried to bring in with Stone Sour, and those guys didn't want to do it, so I kept it for myself. And you know, which is good, because I was able to kind of strip it to its studs and rewrite it and add some bigger riffs to it. I rewrote the lyrics completely, and it became like this amazing monster, man, that I cannot tell you how happy I am with the way that song came out.
Yeah. I mean, the first time that I heard it, I was like, oh, well, this is fantastic. I'm asking the label right away. I'm like, all right, when do I get to play this?
right.
So, I mean, you recorded 26 songs and putting out 13 on this album. This one's from 2006. I mean, how much else do you have just, you know, sitting in a file or a drawer somewhere that you're waiting on?
You know, it's funny. I was talking about this with somebody else, and I've been actually kind of working on demos for the third solo album, because I like to get ahead of everything, like 5 years ahead in advance. And I was looking through some folders on my computer, dude, and I found like all these songs that I didn't even remember writing or demoing, for God's sakes. I mean, I was like, what the hell are these? It tripped me out. So I was like, okay, well, that's going on. It was kind of cool. You know, it's like you dig into like this treasure trove of stuff, and you're like, oh, well, all right, I guess it's, I guess we're not going to have a problem. My biggest problem is that I demo stuff and then forget about it, you know? So with this album, obviously Beyond is an older one. Breath of Fresh Smoke is another older one. That one I've had since 2005. The song that I was talking about, Post-Traumatic Blues, actually has a drum cadence that I was working on that I wanted to incorporate into a song for Slipknot back in 2000 when we were working on the Iowa album. And I was working on it with Joey and Paul, and it just didn't have the same intensity that everybody, like all the other stuff that we were working on. So I kind of took it back, and I was able to kind of write a song around it. And so it was, I feel like it was the right decision, but that's why it's so concussive and it has that vibe to it. And it just fits in so well.
So you've got all these songs. You still like putting out albums, because you know, more of the trend has been put out the single every 3 months, but you're still an album guy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm pretty traditional when it comes to that, you know, especially because I'm still trying to build my solo career. You know, like for me, the more songs that are out there for people to discover for me, the more I'm able to kind of play around when we go on tour, you know, whether it's, you know, the solo albums or the B-sides that I love putting out, or, you know, just all of the other stuff that, you know, people want to hear, like even the stuff that, you know, we played live from Stone Sour and Slipknot. I want people to be excited when I come to town, because you never know, we might just change the setup and do something completely different. We might pull a Springsteen and start from scratch and just give people a completely different set, you know? So yeah, I love putting out albums, because for me, it's the journey, and each song is a cog in that wheel. But it also provides for even more material, you know? And I write way more than just one song at a time, you know, like I mean, it's the doom of being a single songwriter. You know, a lot of these other people, when they release singles, it's like 25 songwriters, and you're like, How does that work? Like, it does. How did 25 people come up with this mediocre piece of crap? You know? So for me, it's more about maybe showing off, but at the same time, you know, I have a voracious appetite when it comes to it.
Yeah. And you can, like you said, hit that stage and decide, yeah, you know what, let's do this one instead tonight, which is always very cool.
Right.
I got to ask about this album cover. Is this the many Corys that are on the front of this thing?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an idea that I've had for quite a few years that I really wanted to do. Almost like this homage to Sergeant Pepper with all of my different looks over the years, whether it's Slipknot, Stone Sour, some of the roles that I've had in movies, the one time I dressed in drag for Halloween in England, just all of these great images that you can actually Google and find, you know. And I was like, well, what if we put this all together? And that's not even the full picture. You get the full picture in the album, in the gatefold. So when you open it up, you get all of the Corys all at once, which is really cool, you know. Plus, I just wanted to make an album that, you know, people could hold and look at while they're listening to it, you know, which is kind of a lost art, you know.
That album art, man, it speaks a lot. There's certain ones you can remember. You have that vision right in your head. It's like, you know,
exactly.
You know, Zeppelin 4, you know, those exactly. kind of things. You're just like, I know exactly what that looks like.
Right. So this album, the cover, is an homage to Sgt. Pepper. It's an homage to David Bowie. And the color, the purple, is my homage to Prince, because he has always been one of my greatest musical heroes, you know, and he is sorely missed.
And of course, for us here in the Quad Cities, it's nice that you fit the Iowa license plate in there.
Right, exactly. And that was actually my old license plate. And I remember, that was the license plate I had on my my Nissan Maxima that I used to drive around, that my son used to call the Batmobile, because it was jet black and it was super quick. So yeah, it was and I just kept it. They didn't really make me turn it in, so I kept it. I just have it up in my man cave, and I was like, well, we're gonna put that little Easter egg in there.
That's perfect. A couple more questions, then I'll let you go and get some rest. So last time you were here in the Quad Cities was May 5th, played the Rust Belt. Awesome show. Right. As you know, I knew it would be and everything. And like you said, you mix in solo stuff, some covers, Slipknot, Stone Sour. There was one moment, though, that you gave us just a little bit of a song, and then you said, that's it. That's all you get.
Oh, SpongeBob. I knew you were going to bring this up. Oh, you're killing me. Ugh.
And so the guy that actually yelled it out to you is a listener at the station, and he sent me the video of him yelling it, you looking right at him and basically being like, really, mofo, this is what we got to do now? You know, is it something you still want to do, or are you just done with it and ready for the next cartoon theme song?
Oh, man, I tell you what, if I'm in the mood, I'll usually bust it out. If I'm fighting something in my voice, sometimes I'll just try to kind of get through to the next song or whatever. But there's also those times where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to prod. I'm going to prod the audience and goad them into giving me a big, ah. So it's so funny too, man, because that song has followed me for years. I learned that to play for Griff when he was like 10. I mean, it wasn't even something that I did for real, and it just took off. The video of me playing it in Birmingham, in the UK, I got so many views, and it just became part of my legacy, I guess, that now I'm just like, what? How? I don't get it. Like, it still boggles me, you know? Like, 26 years professionally, I've been writing, so I have hundreds of songs, and that's the one that gets screamed at me when I pick up an acoustic guitar. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, dude.
All right, last thing real quick. I mean, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask this. Boss would probably get mad at me. Any hints to the mystery man, the new member of Slipknot?
Nope.
Nope. We got to figure it out. He's not hidden somewhere in the new CMF2 album cover, is he?
No, but that would have been rad. God, I wish I'd had the foresight to figure that one out. But yeah, that was that. Yeah, no such luck.
No such luck. All right. Well, cool. September 15th, it's seems like a long ways away, but you know this. It'll be here before you know it, and then right. we'll get all 13 tracks. Until then, we'll keep rocking beyond, and you know, you've already mentioned the other one's coming out soon. Do you know when they the next one's coming?
I don't want to give too much away. I know it's coming out in July, so it should be pretty soon. But it's not quite a single. It's just releasing an extra track for the album to get people stoked about it.
Cool. I think they're already stoked, but another song in July sounds perfect to keep it going until September. So,
all right,
Corey, man, I appreciate you jumping on. I know you're busting it over there in Europe. So appreciate you taking the time. Hope you get better and get to enjoy your vacation, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Give everybody my best. I'll talk to you soon, man.